Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The European Union will largely ban Russian oil imports. That's according to an agreement reached at a summit today about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More from NPR's Becky Sullivan.
The agreement reportedly calls for the EU to ban all Russian oil shipped to the continent by sea, which is about two-thirds of the EU's imports from Russia. The rest, which is delivered by pipeline, will be allowed for now. Europe is Russia's biggest energy customer. The EU gets about 40% of its natural gas and a quarter of its oil from Russia. But some countries buy a lot more than others. So Hungary and a few other countries said they couldn't afford to suddenly shut off all Russian oil, so they held up the deal for a time. The disagreement was a major crack in the unity that the EU has otherwise shown in its response to Russia's invasion. The final details of the ban will be worked out in the coming days. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Crowds gathered in clumps under shade trees today for Memorial Day ceremonies in Beaufort, South Carolina. The National Cemetery there dates back to the Civil War, Eileen LeBlanc reports.
Beaufort led the fight for secession from the Union, but in 1861 fell to the Union Army and was occupied throughout the war. Former planters' mansions were converted into hospitals for the wounded. Beaufort National Cemetery was dedicated in 1863 by President Lincoln, and the dead of both Union and Confederate soldiers are buried here, including the famed Massachusetts 53rd Regiment. As music from the Paris Island Marine Corps Band plays, 22,000 veterans of all wars and service are remembered here today. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Beaufort, South Carolina.
The jury is deliberating in the case of a Washington lawyer accused of lying to the FBI shortly before the 2016 presidential election. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it's the first courtroom test for Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham.
Federal prosecutors say Michael Sussman was trying to manufacture an October surprise before the election 6 years ago by pushing the FBI and the media to investigate questionable links between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization. Special Counsel John Durham accuses Sussman of lying to the FBI and using his status in D.C. to promote political opposition research. Lawyers for Sussman say the government case is smoke and mirrors. They argue key witnesses offered inconsistent testimony, and the alleged lie about Sussman's clients didn't matter to the FBI investigators. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
While U.S. markets are closed for the Memorial Day holiday, international stocks extended a rally that began last week. Stocks were up today in Europe with the DAX and the CAC 40, as well as the FTSE 100, all gaining ground. Meanwhile, U.S. stock futures are also higher ahead of the resumption of trading, which is scheduled tomorrow. You're listening to NPR. As wildfires rage across the Southwest, helped along by hot and dry conditions, rain is approaching. Monsoon season begins next month. From member station KUNM, Bryce Dix reports vast burn scars along the landscape have officials worrying about flooding, water contamination, and landslides.
Communities in northern New Mexico, where hundreds of thousands of acres of land have burned, are now bracing for heavy rains starting next month. In a normal forest ecosystem, when it rains, most of that ground vegetation holds rainwater and keeps land in place. When the vegetation is burned, leaving behind charred land, there's nothing left to stop landslides. New Mexico County Sheriff Chris Lopez says the state's monsoon season is hit or miss, but...
Like I'm telling you, that we are expecting flooding, and so we need to start looking at that sooner than later for sure.
The seasonal rains can also bring toxic ash into water supplies downstream. For NPR News, I'm Bryce Dix in Albuquerque.
Russian Roman Abramovich has completed the sale of the Chelsea football team to a consortium fronted by Los Angeles part owner Todd Boehly. The $3.2 billion price tag for Chelsea, the highest ever for a sports team. Abramovich owned the club for 19 years, but was forced to sell after being sanctioned over his links to Russian President Vladimir Putin following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Chelsea's been operating under a government license since Abramovich's assets were frozen in March, with the British government approving the sale last week. Crude oil futures prices closed higher in electronic trading today, oil ending the session at a two-month high as China started to ease some COVID-19 restrictions. Oil up $1.99 a barrel to $117.06. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.